You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So gratitude is such an important trait. Hey, Kasuka, why every time I speak to Sister Ruth, my just English data bundles, they disappear. Let's do that again. Gratitude is such an important trait to develop, as it brings hope, which can blossom into joy. There are endless ways we can thank God, the Lord, for who He is, for the way He ministers to our heart, and for what He has done for us and others. So we are going to be exploring now how women can do to express their gratitude. We're joined once again with Sister Ruth Chagwinya here, who's going to be helping us with this one. Good morning, sis. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you today?
I am good. Hey, today the bundles are not that bad. Hey, today they're not that bad.
You're actually quite good. You're actually coping.
And the weather is not make sure, so I don't know what's disturbing me. But it's okay. I'm grateful. About gratitude, I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful that it goes and comes back.
Isn't that? Yeah.
Indeed.
We just have to thank God.
Yes. Before we start, I'm going to ask you that please do pray for us.
Okay, shall we pray? Oh, Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. God, we thank you for allowing us this time, for allowing this platform, dear God, where we can come to speak of you, dear God, to introspect and just ponder on your word, Lord. We thank you so much. This is my prayer in your name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So why is expressing thanks an important thing for fostering gratitude in women? I remember when I was doing the throw forward to Derek, and I'm like, we're going to sing about gratitude as women. Thank you. He's like, yeah, vele. You women, you struggle to say thank you. I'm like, He's like, yeah. I'm like, no, Sister Ruth is going to help us to do that. You know, so why is it important for us to say thank you, you know, and to show the gratitude?
Remember the last time we talked, I said God had a sense of humor. I want to pick up from there again and say God has a sense of humor. This is actually a concept that of late I've been struggling with in my own life. Going through so much difficulty, and God says, go and speak about the exact thing that you are struggling with. So I'm literally preaching to myself today. So it's not just, just to the ladies out there, gratitude, we could be struggling with gratitude. We could be struggling with that concept. And today we are going to talk about it, and we're going to go into it. And you say, why is expressing gratitude and thanks important for fostering gratitude in women? First and foremost, let us go straight to the Bible. When we open our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16 to 18, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. You know, there are three things that have been mentioned here that we actually all struggle with, and that is rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. And these are struggles that many of us face. We struggle with rejoicing for one reason or the other. We struggle with prayer, expressing ourselves to God. And we also struggle to give thanks to God, to foster a heart of gratitude. And so I just want to say today, why is it important to express gratitude? It's simply because the Bible says so. Rejoice. Pray always. Rejoice always. Not just rejoice sometimes. Not just, here and there. It says rejoice always. And then it says in everything give thanks, And so this is coming not as a negotiation. It's not coming as a suggestion. It's not coming as an afterthought. It's coming as a command from God. God is saying, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and most of all, give thanks in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. So if you are crying, you have to give thanks. If you are going through, you have to give thanks. You have no option but to give thanks. And so God expects us to be grateful. His expectation of us is that we rejoice and we be happy. And the second and the next one is that it must be, you know, whatever we are going through, whatever has happened, our immediate reflex should be to give thanks. For me, this is coming up as a straight to the great controversy, where we have a war of good and evil, a war between God and a war between the devil. Here is God who is saying, focus on giving thanks, focus on joy, focus on praying. In essence, focus on me. Whatever is going to happen, focus on me. Focus, focus, focus. Give thanks. Whatever it is, whatever is going on, give thanks. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And on the other hand, the devil is putting in things, is throwing, you know, all kinds of things to hold you back, to stop you from giving thanks, to stop you from talking to your God, to stop you from rejoicing. And so it's now a matter of focus. It's a matter of looking into the deeper issues to say, what really is going on? When God is saying, do this, he's literally saying, focus on me.
Yep.
Don't focus on the storm. Hey. Don't focus on this. And so gratitude is saying, focus on God. And the command is, in essence, in the end, the command from God is, focus on me.
It's quite difficult to focus on God, and you know, because most of the time we focus on everything else besides God, and that is why that gratitude is something that we don't have. We only say gratitude bona when we buy that house, when we buy that car, when we when we get something that is tangible or something that we can hold. That's when we're only able to come through and say thank you, and that is not what we should be doing. So now, when we are experiencing this gratitude, Sister Ruthie, how can we find joy now in ordinary moments? You know, we just spoke about this right now, of our lives as a means of cultivating gratitude, because the kids came home from school not being hurt. We should be thankful. You know, we are we're having food, even if it's just pap and milk. We should be grateful, you know. So how do we find joy in those small things, so that when we finally get that Bugatti, yes, in that car, we are able to say, you know, thank you as well? How do we how do we find joy in the small things that are happening around our lives?
You know, that is a very good question. You know, you look and say, how can I find joy when my body is full of cancer and I'm withering away?
Hey.
How can I find joy when I'm about to lose my home? I can't pay my bills. How can I find joy? How can I be thankful when I'm unemployed? How can I be thankful when my child has gone wayward? They are in drugs and whatever. How can I find joy? You know, in all these circumstances, how, God, how my marriage is ending, how do I find joy in all of this? And, you know, we say, and God says, you have to be happy. You have to find joy. You need to be grateful. And now it's a matter of focusing. It's a matter of focus. As I said, we need to focus on God. And it's now being intentionally grateful. We need to, you know, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. We need to cultivate that thing. It says gratitude is a vitamin for the soul, meaning that it's something that we cannot do without. It's something that we have to learn to do. And because of our sinful nature, because of, you know, we will struggle with these concepts. We don't understand them. And we need to go that sinful nature, break that barrier and say, God, I want to be someone who is grateful in all circumstances. I want to be someone who looks to you. Whenever I look to you, I should not only be crying, but I should be able to be grateful for something. I should be able to say, thank you, God. It's looking, you know, the problem is, We focus on the most magnified. As I said, how can you be happy when, you know, you are sitting, you've got cancer in your body? How, yeah. How, you know, it's not an easy thing,
yes.
But God is saying, be grateful. It's being able to wake up that day and be able to see another day. It's being able to say, thank you, God, for the fresh air.
Mm.
Thank you, God, for the food that I am eating. Whatever it is, I remember, you know, was it early this year or late last year, the famous sermon that went, that did the rounds. Look, you know, look for the blessing in the storm. Look for the blessing in the storm, you know. Look for those things. You have to intentionally hold on to those, even if it's small. That should be your ray of hope. Even if, you know, whatever it is, that is what you should look to. And that's where God is saying, focus on me. God may be showing up through a flower outside. He may not be showing up through giving you a job, but there is something else that he has done for you. Maybe you have clothes on your back. You have food on your table. You know, you have whatever. You have luxury that other people are crying for, you know. You know, so it says here, gratitude isn't only a celebration when good things happen. Gratitude is a declaration that God is good no matter what happens. No matter what happens, we just need to be grateful. So whatever circumstance you're in, or whatever, you know, situation is happening in your life, you just need to be grateful. You just need to look for the blessing in the storm.
Indeed. Hey, and you know, most of the time we're like, this, everything is, I'm not going to be grateful for this. Am I saying, I'm saying thank you for what, you know, for the who, because it's too much. Yo, it's too much. others, they even have sleepless nights about issues. You, I think I've actually really not had sleep. Mina is sleep shame. Maybe I don't know that when I'm awake it's because of the stress, but I think when I'm awake I don't think about the situation. But we struggle with that one. And now when we move Cesarithi to being mindful, you know, mindfulness, when we are going through a lot, it's all about us, you know. We don't look at, let's say it's a family setting, I don't look at how is this affecting my child, how is this affecting my spouse, but it's all about me. I'm not mindful about everything else. If it's in a church setting, the deacons for who, you know, that magogo for who, I'm only concentrating on me. So how does now us being mindful about everyone else and mindfulness about everything that is happening around us, you know, help us to foster an attitude of gratitude?
Yes. Mindfulness means intentionality. Mindfulness means that you are deliberately deciding to think about something, to do something. You are really putting in intention. You are not, you are making it second nature to say, I did this today. Did I remember to give thanks? I did this today. Did I remember to give thanks? And so we need to be mindful. We need to be mindful of our thanksgiving life, of our gratitude life, to say, how am I faring? And, you know, we'll say how, you know, you need to have a self-introspection in mindfulness. You need to look at yourself, have an honest look at yourself and say, am I giving thanks to God? Do I have a grateful heart? Do others see me as a grateful person? What is holding me back from being grateful? And after you have answered, honestly answered these questions, looked into yourself, will you come back to God and say, God, help me to be a better person? I can tell you right now that as I was preparing to speak to you today, it really got me thinking that I've been so focused on the troubles in my life to a point whereby I've had bitterness, I've had anger, I've had, you know, a whole lot of things going on, because I'm just, and this has just helped me to come back and focus on what God is saying, to say, Ruth, in spite of what is happening, there is a lot of good happening in the world. Let's not focus on the thorns. Let's focus on the roses, you know. Let's not focus on the storm, but let's focus on the master of the storm. So let us be mindful. Think. Ask yourself. Do a self-introspection. Am I a thankful person? And how can I improve from that point? I need to be more mindful. I need to be more intentional about my Thanksgiving life. And I think it's something that we tend to overlook a lot. We take it for granted. And, you know, we need to have a Thanksgiving life. I think it's something we need to introduce. How is my Thanksgiving life? Am I giving thanks to God?
Yep. Now, looking at the issue of serving, I know we are always, Abo Mama, you know, they're the always one serving, that always, you know, cooking Sabbath lunch. That's another issue. We're always the one serving people, you know. We always, the Dorcas food is just for us, you know, that thing. Yes. But being in service and having an attitude of service, serving others, they are Abo Mama, Shem, they don't want to even see Ingani Ekala, they are always there. That is them there. But how does that now help others? Cultivate an attitude of gratitude? Does it even help with one's gratitude, or is just born? You are a service person, Quebec. That is you. That is you. There's nothing. You know, you won't even learn anything about gratitude when you are doing that. Does it help though?
You know, it can go either way. It really depends on. We'll come back to that mindfulness. What are you looking at? What is your focus? What is your immediate reaction to a situation when someone has helped you? Is this an opportunity to learn about thanks? How are you handling the situation as a person? Some people feel entitled to assistance, you know, while others realize that it's like the story of the 10 lepers, where others just felt entitled to the help of Jesus. But one realized that, no, man, something here has happened. Something extraordinary has happened. And I need to come back and give thanks. So it can go either way, depending on your attitude, depending on your level of mindfulness, your intention in life. It can go either way.
Hey, gratitude is a thing. So as we near the end, you know, so why is it important for us as women to focus on what we have? Hey, rather than what we lack, you know, because in fact, when it comes to marriages, I think we've heard this advice a million times. You could, hey, don't compare Ruth's husband to yours, Danila. Don't do it because you don't know. And some women are like, oh, we am funa, take him. Take him. We're gonna see again if we're gonna survive, you know. And sometimes, you know, as women, we're like, yo, Yazine, I don't have this kettle. I went to Sister Ruth's house. I saw, ooh, her kitchen. I don't have this. And now we start worrying about those things that don't matter, you know. So how important is it for us to focus on what we have, what God has blessed us with, instead of what we do not have?
God has given that to you. Thank God for what you have.
Yeah.
We need to learn to be satisfied, to be content with where we are at the moment. And that's what God wants us to do. He's you know, commanding us to be thankful in all situations. Whatever you have, whatever you don't have, just thank God for what you have. And now it comes back to mindfulness, intentionality, you know, to self-introspection, to say, God has said, be thankful for what you have. I need to be thankful for what God has given me, for the circumstances I'm in. I need to thank God. And so as ladies, I believe it's something that we need to intentionally cultivate in our lives, to become thankful women, and not women that are constantly comparing and looking elsewhere and looking outwards, but look within and thank God for what you already have. Perhaps you don't even see that what you have is so beautiful and so amazing and better than everyone. But because you have a spirit of constantly monitoring others, looking around and everything, you don't even get to see the true blessings that are in front of you that God has given you.
Indeed. Ladies, you have heard it. You see me, I didn't say anything, ne? But you heard it from Sister Ruth, because we had it from a different person. You know, let us be grateful. Let us be grateful with everything that we have. Let us show that gratitude. Let us say that thank you. You know, if you always, you should bala a note, even WhatsApp message, thank you. You know, thank you for being you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your support. Even for the children, kids, thank you for making me laugh. Thank you for being me. Thank you as well. You know, let us continue saying thank you. So any closing words, Sister Ruth, in terms of women sharing their gratitude? And after that, please do pray for us, you know, so that we may show this gratitude all the time.
All right. In closing, I just have a few words here. It says, maybe you're trying hard to find the sunshine when you are in the middle of the storm. Some storms just take a while to pass over. Have faith. The sun will come out again. May you be blessed to weather your storm with trust in God. And most of all, thankfulness. A better day will come. Shall we pray? Our Father who is in heaven, we come before you once again this morning. God, thank you for bringing us this lesson. There may be a lady who is struggling with the concept of thankfulness and gratitude, dear God. Father, you know what is hindering her heart. You know what is hindering her from giving thanks to you, Lord. Father, may you open her eyes, break down these chains that have us bound from thanking you, God. And may we be able to come before you, Lord, and find the blessing in the storm, Lord, and be able to thank you in all things at all times, dear God. This is my prayer in your name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Ruth, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. We have learned a lot. You have yourself a blessed day.
All right, my dear. God bless you.
Amen.
All right.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.